What was the, before we get into the next ayah, what was the glad tidings that was delivered to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam? What did the angels tell him? They said,
أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
Allah is giving you the glad tidings of Yahya. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Believing in the word of Allah. And what's the word of Allah here? The word of Allah, the word itself is general, but it has a specific meaning here, and that is what? Who is the word of Allah? Isa. Isa alayhi salam is the word of Allah. Kun fayakun. He's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yahya alayhi salam was born before Isa. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he will believe in him. Believing in the word of Allah. The word of Allah is Isa alayhi salam, because he was created by the word of Allah. He was created by the word of Allah, be. And he became. وَسَيِّدًا, noble. وَحَصُورًا, keeping away from sexual relations with women. وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, a prophet from among the righteous. These are some of the attributes of Yahya. So he believes in Isa, and he is a Sayyid. Sayyid is noble man. And he is Hasur. Hasur. Hasr is when you imprison or when you withhold something. That's called hasr. So he was withholding all of his desires, sexual desires. It implies that he was a very strong man in terms of controlling these desires, which are natural in the human being. He had that strong control over these desires. And as mentioned in the books of tafsir, Yahya alayhi salam never had any relation with a woman because he never got married. وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and a prophet from among the righteous. Zakariya alayhi salam, when he received this astonishing news, he asked a question. He said,
قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ.
He said, Oh my Lord, how can I have a son when I'm very old and my wife is barren? His wife is barren, so she never had children, and he's very old at the time. So he's wondering, how could this happen? The answer was given to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَالَ كَذَٰلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ.
Thus Allah does what He wills. And if we think about it deeply, we would find that the creation of Yahya alayhi salam is not more astonishing than our creation. The only thing is that we got used to a certain way of reproduction. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made the law this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change it. So this is the answer that Sayyidina Zakariya received. Sayyidina Zakariya wanted a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will indicate to him that his wife is pregnant. He said he wants an ayah. Ayah means sign. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي ayah. Oh Allah, give me a sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا.
He said, Oh my Lord, make a sign for me. Allah said, Your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 days except with signals. The meaning of the sign is that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam would not be able to speak except dhikr. And this phase would continue for 3 days. So he speaks fine, and then suddenly for 3 days he lost the ability to speak, and he was only able to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can he communicate with people? He communicates with them by signs. He would make signs, illa ramza, except through signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him during these 3 days, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ, and remember your Lord much, and glorify Him in the afternoon and in the morning. And these are the time of adhkar. When do we make the dhikr of as-sabah? We make it after fajr. And when do we make the dhikr of night time? We do it after asr. And this is in this ayah, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ بالعشي والإبكار. Remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and afternoon. These were the ayat from Surah Al-Imran. Let's read the ayat which are talking about the same story from Surah Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Sayyidina Zakariya, he said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble." He's very old. "And gray hair has spread on my head. And I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you." He said, "Oh Allah, you always respond to my dua." Zakariya said, "وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي." I verily fear my relatives after me. Zakariya alayhi salam, being the Nabi, he was the one responsible for the religious affairs of Bani Israel. Sayyidina Zakariya, when he became old, he was worried that there's no one qualified to take over after him. Therefore, he wanted to have a child that would be strong and capable to lead Bani Israel and to teach them and to bring them back to the straight path. So he said, "فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا." So give me from yourself a heir.
يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا.
Who shall inherit me and inherit the property of Ya'qub? What inheritance are we talking about here? What is the inheritance? It is prophethood. It is not wealth. Because the Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna ma'ashara al-Anbiya la nurith." We, the prophets, we do not leave behind any inheritance. Ma taraknahu sadaqah. Whatever we leave behind is a sadaqah, charity. So here Zakariya wants to inherit to his son prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Zakariya, verily we give you the glad tidings of a son. Ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya." Here we have another attribute of Yahya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We have given that name to none before him." His name is Yahya, the first person to be named Yahya in the whole history of the world was Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. This was a new name that was chosen for Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam before he was delivered. And this name was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name Yahya. The name Yahya was not chosen by Zakariya or his wife. The name Yahya was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who named him Yahya. And he asked the same question, "How can this happen when I'm old and my wife is barren?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here,
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا.
He said, "Your Lord says, it is easy for me. Certainly I have created you before when you have been nothing." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's easy for me to create Yahya this way. You were nothing before. Just like you were nothing, it's easy to create Yahya alayhi salam. Now, the following ayat, or actually these ayat are also similar to the ayat of Al-Imran, in terms of the his inability to speak. But what is different here is that even though he was unable to speak, he never stopped calling the people to Amr bil Ma'ruf, making Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar. Zakariya, even though he was unable to speak for those 3 days, he did not discontinue enjoining good and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا. Then he came out to his people from his place of worship, and he told them by signs to glorify Allah in the morning and in the afternoons. So even though he was unable to speak, he still was giving the people orders using signs that they should make dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an indication to us that we are in our full physical abilities and we are withholding Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. We are withholding da'wah. Even though we are fully capable of doing it. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was not capable of speaking for 3 days. That did not deter him from fulfilling his duties of da'wah to his people. And this is an amazing, this shows you the amazing devotion that the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next three ayat, or actually four, talks about Sayyidina Yahya. Allah says, Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitab biquwwah. Allah says, O Yahya, hold fast the scripture. Khudh al-kitab. Kitab is the scripture, at-Tawrah. Biquwwah. What does this word mean, quwwah? Here it says, hold fast. But what is the meaning of the word quwwah? Quwwah is power and strength. That's the meaning of quwwah. What this means is that you hold fast to all of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't let go of them. So you never give up and you never buckle down. You're always holding fast, holding strong to the commands of Allah. Yahya alayhi salam, because we need to understand the position of Yahya. Yahya alayhi salam is young. And he is going to be the Nabi of Bani Israel. Bani Israel who have went corrupt and went astray. And this young man will be responsible for this ummah, for this nation. Therefore, he must have that strength and confidence and power. Otherwise, he would not be able to function. And he would be swept away by the ocean of corruption that was existing in the time. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam never gave up this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never give up the orders of Allah. They fulfill them. So Sayyidina Yahya received this order from Allah. And that is that he should hold fast and strong to the religion. So Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam held strong to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he ended up giving his life for the religion of Allah and he died as a shaheed. Because of holding strong to the religion, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam was assassinated. That was the end of the life of Sayyidina Yahya. It was a life of struggle. A life of striving, a difficult life. But Sayyidina Yahya was able to hold throughout that period with patience until he faced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now even though Allah has given him this very strong responsibility or very heavy responsibility, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tools and the ability to fulfill it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. We have given him the judgment and the understanding and the wisdom when he was young. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not overburden a person. Allah will not ask you to do something you're incapable of doing. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a very heavy responsibility on Sayyidina Yahya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also equipped Sayyidina Yahya with the tools to carry on with that responsibility, and that is al-hukm fi-s-sabah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this understanding very, very early on. And the Mufassirin mention some things. For example, they say that Yahya was a child, and the children came to him and said, "Let's go and play." Very young child. So Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam said, "Ma lil la'ibi khuliqna." We were not created to play. So he was serious from his childhood. Wa hanana min ladunna. He was sympathetic. Now don't understand that strength means, I mean, because sometimes we misinterpret words. Don't think that strength means being extreme or being rude or being rough. That's not the meaning of the word strong. Rasulullah ﷺ was the strongest. But he was still the most merciful. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. With the believers, merciful and compassionate. Because sometimes we think that strong means that you have a very rough heart, insensitive, have no sympathy, no mercy. That's not what is meant by strength. What is meant by strength is that you're holding to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam was, all of the Anbiya of Allah were sympathetic. But Sayyidina Yahya, that was a strong attribute of him. Some of the Fasirin say it means sympathetic towards his parents. Some of them say it's general. He was sympathetic towards all people. Wa zakatan, and he was pure. وكان تقيا and he was righteous. وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا. And dutiful towards his parents and he was neither arrogant nor disobedient. Security and peace is important for us in our life. The most difficult phases are the transition phases that we go through. And we go through three transition phases. When we're in the wombs of our mothers, we spend 9 months in the comfort and warmth of the mother's body. It's very cozy and small room, warm. So the child is comfortable. You never hear the child crying in the womb of the mother. When the child is delivered, the child is going through a complete different stage of their life. They're going from the 9 month stage in the womb to a completely different world. So the warmth and small coziness of the womb of the mother disappears. Suddenly you come in a completely open space. So the first reaction of the child is what? Cry. It's a difficult transition. That phase of transition is difficult. Because you're going to an entirely different stage. You're going to the unexpected and the unknown. And then we live in this dunya and we get used to it. Unfortunately, some of us get too much attached to it. We spend here some time. And then it's time for us to move to the next stage. So we go through another transition phase, and that is death. In Sakarat al-Maut, the last moments, you find that the person is going through consciousness and unconsciousness, and that alternates. That person is actually going back and forth in dunya, in and out. And that transition phase is slowly taking the person out of the realm of this world. Slowly, slowly, he's leaving this dunya, and the person is aware that he's leaving, and that's much, much more difficult than the transition phase that we talked about before. Because you spent a long time in this dunya, and now you're leaving to a completely unknown world, and that is al-barzakh, the grave. And those are very difficult moments, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken to them in the hadith and the ayat of Quran, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. Now the moments of death have approached you, that is what you're trying to run away from. You can't run away from it now, you're facing it. And here you are, you're going to cross the line, and as soon as you cross it, there's no way back. That's another very critical and difficult phase of the human being. And then you are living in your grave. You have awareness, even though your body can't move, but you're still conscious. And now it's time for you to go through the third transition phase, and that is the resurrection. And this is the worst. Because now, you suddenly have a grave that is popped open, you crawl out of that grave, and you come and see an entirely different world. The sky above your head is cracking, the stars are falling down, the moon knocked out of its orbit, the sun right over your head, mountains are exploding and turning into dirt. The oceans are catching fire and burning. There's an earthquake and it's cracking open. And you see people running around you as if they're drunk. So that is the worst. That is the worst of the three transition stages. And this is when we need security and peace most. Because these are the most difficult moments. I mean, when you read the description of what happens in Al-Ba'th, it is something unbelievable, if we are able to comprehend it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Yahya a very, very interesting blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيًّا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and peace be on him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he will be raised up again. See, in these three difficult moments, these critical moments, when you are in great need, in dire need of peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that peace to Sayyidina Yahya. Allah has given him peace when he was born, the day he was born, and Allah will give him peace, gave him peace, the day he died, and Allah will give him peace the day he will be resurrected again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us peace. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-basheer.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for Publications and Translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.